But it's my blessed honor to introduce Brother Charles Fishback. It's going to be our preacher today, my brother in the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't have no brothers and sisters growing up. I always wanted a brother and sister. I've got more now than I can number.
Amen.
I got more now than I can name. I'm in a multitude and no man can number. Every kindred, tongue, and nation.
Amen.
I sure am looking forward to hear what God's put on my brother's heart. You may not be, but just let me enjoy it, please.
Amen.
Let this man of God, I know God's already prepared the table and he's got something for you on it. He might not be interested, but he got something for you on it.
Well,
let this man have an opportunity to deliver God's message today. I done prayed for him. Done looked forward to hearing him. And we're going to ask Brother Charles to come to the pulpit right now and let him do what God's called him to do.
Amen.
Give him your most earnest heed, earnest attention. And we'll go have something to eat afterwards. And we'll enjoy ourselves in that aspect. Right now, I want to enjoy the Word of God.
Amen.
Appreciate this, man of God. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother.
Let us pray. Dear gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord,
yes. For
this day. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, who died on that old
cross. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Paid all
for
our sins.
Thank you, Jesus.
On that third and appointed morning.
Oh, Lord, thank you.
He got up and declared all power.
Yes.
In heaven and in this earth.
Yes.
In heaven and earth in
yes.
his hands. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this
yes.
day. Thank you, Lord, for so many blessings
thank you, Lord.
Through the years.
Mm.
Thank you for bringing us, Lord, this
thank
Lord,
you, Lord.
We know that you will carry us on.
Thank
Cast
you,
your blessings, Lord, upon this church.
Yes, help
Lord,
us.
We pray for those that are here today. We pray for all your churches.
Mm.
Lord,
help,
we
Lord.
Pray for the Christians throughout the
yes.
throughout the world.
Help, Lord.
Special prayer for those, Lord, that's dying in foreign lands, Lord. For
help
just
them.
For being Christians.
That's right.
Lord, we pray, Lord, that we may say something here today, Lord, that might be uplifting to
bless
everyone that's here.
Bless
and Lord, if it's anybody that's here today that's not saved,
oh,
we pray, Lord, that they would come today,
help
Lord, crying out that they might be saved. Lord, we ask a special prayer upon this pastor that's here.
Help
Lord,
us.
We pray for him and his family.
Help us.
Lord, as we come today, your will be done. And after this life is over, we pray, Lord, that you'll be able to say, well done.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Let's give an honors to God and to your pastor, Brother Wade, and to Landmark Baptist Church and Mount Union and other visitors that's here. It's
Amen.
Good to be here today.
Amen.
We thank God for allowing us to come. Amen.
Praise the Father.
I thought I was coming to preach, but I've heard what real preaching is since I've been here. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we coming trying to do what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
I have to slow you down just a little bit. I can't even think as fast as Brother Wade talks.
Amen.
I've been enjoying all the great singing.
Amen.
You know, from Landmark and Mount Union as well. It's always a privilege to be here.
Bless
thank you for your invitation.
Bless
we got a neighbor over there, Brother Mitchell. He comes by often and
Amen.
He talks to us. And,
Amen.
And this Madison Bless family, you, they have a special place in our hearts. Amen.
Amen.
When I was just a boy, I knew about the Madisons that lived around the road. Amen.
Amen.
Our father used to go over and talk to their fathers.
Yeah.
So we've been neighbors for a long Amen. Time. And Sister Sharon and Sister Carolyn helped take care of my mother before she passed. So we just a blessing to be here.
Amen.
I thank all the Mount Union that came to share with us on this day. They didn't have to come, but they did.
Amen.
And my heart just rejoices.
That's right.
Sister Joanne, and she tells me about her family, and I see them here today. Since she's lost her husband, how they come into the church. And you know,
Amen.
That's a blessing. It's a
yeah,
blessing that
that's
you
right.
hear. And my heart overflows with joy, knowing that you all are looking toward heaven.
Amen.
A lot of times after death and trials and challenges come, people want to give up.
That's right.
Amen.
You're right.
But you all dug in the Lord.
Amen.
So we thank God for that. Amen.
Amen.
Glad to see a few others.
Praise the Lord.
Come in. Amen.
Get anywhere you find a place. It's a good place to be.
We asked, we desire your prayers as we come doing the work of the Lord today and preaching his word. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. We're going to have to, Lord's will, we're going to have to get Brother Wade and get you guys over to our place one of these days for too long so we can turn him loose uninterrupted and let him write the message. Amen. I'm just admiring his memory. Amen. And his memory and songs and the scripture that's on his heart. Amen. And how he can just out of his belly comes living waters.
Amen.
Amen. Flows living water. So my memory seems to be fading me. Amen. I have to write some things down sometimes. Amen. Just to stay on track. Amen.
Bless you, brother.
But when the Lord's in the plan.
Oh yeah.
Amen. Everything.
Amen.
Work out all right. I got to have glasses.
Me too,
bro. Amen.
Me too.
Amen. So we desire your prayers. Looking forward to fellowship. And certainly I've just enjoyed all of this great singing. Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. 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 I'm going to sing just a verse of a song. Because I just know a verse.
All right.
I'm going to sing the verse of a song here in a few minutes when we get to this scripture. We like to commend y'all on your homecoming. Amen. Amen. How many years have you been here now? About 12, 13 years? Amen. On your homecoming. I know it's a new church. Amen. We like to commend you on your homecoming. Amen. Amen. We're going to be coming from 1 John today. Amen. 1 John. In the third chapter. Thank you, brother. 1 John. Third chapter. Beginning with verse 11.
Amen.
Verse through verse 16. Amen.
Amen.
1 John chapter 11 verses 6 through 16. We're going to be focusing on 14. But before we read that, we want to sing just a little bit of this song.
Bless him, Lord.
We don't have really musicians at Mount Union right now, so we're really praying. Help us out in that category, and it's a challenge sometimes. Amen. Sometimes when you got musicians and music, that can cover up a few things. Amen. But when you don't have it, you're just out there by yourself.
Sing about the letter, brother.
Amen. Amen.
I heard old preachers sing this a little bit, and it kind of stuck with me. It goes like this. It's important to me that I'm saved.
That's right.
It's important to me that I'm saved.
Yeah.
It's important to me that my soul is set free.
Yeah.
It's important to me that I'm saved. It's important to me that I'm saved.
Yeah.
And it's important to me that I'm saved.
Woo.
And it's important to me that my soul is set free.
Yes.
It's important to me that I'm saved.
Hey, hold on, turn away.
Some people worry about money.
Bless the Lord.
Some people worry about fame.
Bless him, Lord.
Some people worry about the things of this world.
That's
but
right.
It's important to me that I'm saved.
First.
Yeah. It's important to me that I'm saved.
Yes.
It's important.
free. It's important to me that I'm saved.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. I hope it's important to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's important to me,
man,
that I'm saved.
Amen, Amen, brother.
We'll read the scriptures from 1 John, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 11th verse. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and
Amen.
Slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous.
That's right.
Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you.
That's right.
We know that we have passed from death unto
That's
life.
That's right.
Because we love the brother.
Amen.
He that loveth not his brother abideth in death.
That's right.
Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer have eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God,
yes,
because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives
right.
for the brother.
Amen.
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 You may be seated. So 14, we kind of want to focus on that verse a little bit. We know that we have passed from death unto life.
Yes.
Because we love the brother.
Amen.
He that right. loveth not his brother abideth in death.
That's
we just
right.
want to leave Amen. A thought with you. I know what I know.
Amen. Amen.
Salvation is an individual thing.
Well,
Amen. It's
Amen.
Something
That's right.
that
Work
one
out your own.
Must know for himself.
Amen.
Amen. You can tell me all that you want to tell me that I've been Amen. Saved and I'm on my way to heaven.
Listen.
But it's something that we need to know for ourselves.
That's right.
The Bible says that Amen. When Jesus got ready to go back into heaven, he said, I'll not leave you a comforter.
That's right.
But when I go back to heaven, I'll send you a comforter.
Yeah.
He will lead and guide you into all
Amen.
Truth.
Amen.
So he was talking about the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Talking about the Holy Ghost. And he says, when the comforter, which means helper.
That's right.
You know, a lot of things we can't do on us. On
That's
our
right.
own.
Amen.
But when we pray with
yeah.
God in it, Amen. We're able to overcome.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He says, in that day, when the comforter shall come, you will know that I'm in you and
yeah.
that ye are
right.
in me.
Amen.
All right? So it's not something that you have to guess about.
That's right.
Amen. If you're guessing about it, all you need to do is call on the Lord.
Right.
You need to get on your knees and call until you are satisfied
Amen.
That you hear from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
John comes to us today. John writes this scripture, amen, to Christians that was scattered throughout, amen. And John talks about love a lot, amen. He talks a lot about love, and when he starts this book out, he talks about Jesus. He says I was with him, amen. He says, I helped him,
yeah.
amen, and I saw him, and I heard him,
yeah.
and I know him for myself, amen. And then John also talks about try the spirits to see whether or
yeah,
not
try.
They are from God.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can feel like that you're going in the right direction and end up going in the wrong direction.
That's right.
Amen. That's
Amen.
The reason why we need to be in the Word. We need to be in church. We need to be with one another. We need to fellowship with one another. We need to continue to ask God
Amen.
So that he might deliver us. Amen.
Amen.
He's the one that called us out of darkness
right.
into the marvelous light.
Woo!
Amen.
Amen.
If we call on him, he'll let us know.
Woo!
He walks with us and he talks with us and he lets us know that he is God. Amen. So this scripture tells us, John says, I know that I pass from death unto life.
That's right.
And he's talking about eternal death. Amen.
That's
in
right.
this world, we have all kinds of problems all around us. Amen.
Amen.
People just can't seem to get along. You know, this is something that we're doing here today. This is special. Y'all don't know how much I thank God for y'all's invitation. Amen.
Right.
On television and in the government and people's trying to work out
right.
how can we get along? How can
right.
we stop all of this hate?
Right.
Amen.
Well,
and people are marching
on money,
to march for what's
right.
right. right. Amen.
Yeah.
We're not out there marching, but we're taking a stand
Woo.
Right here.
You're
all right. That's not right.
All
that we can come together and fellowship. There's only going to be one heaven.
That's right.
Amen. There's not going to be people over there.
Amen. Preach it, brother.
Amen. And we're going to go to heaven. Learn how to love one another.
Amen.
Right here. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says Jesus came to his own, and his own knew him and received him not. Isn't that all right? But all of those, amen, all of those that believed in him gave him the power to become the sons of God. Those that are not born by blood, those are not born by the will of man, but those that are born by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Anybody in here been born
again? Oh, yeah.
Anybody about the new birth?
Yeah.
Been born again? That Bible says, now for old things have passed away.
That's right.
All things have become new.
Amen.
Isn't that all right? Things that I used to do, Brother West.
That's right.
I don't do those things anymore.
Same here, brother.
God is able.
Praise
God. Call on him. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
He got the call on him. When Peter, when Peter was over, he was on his missionary journey, amen, and he was hungry. He was waiting for food to be prepared. And the Bible said that he fell into a trance. Amen. And when he fell into this trance, it was like a sheep come down because he was hungry.
Yeah.
And it had all kind of four-footed beasts in it. Had unclean beasts in it. And Peter said that the Lord said, kill and eat, Peter. Peter said, I'm not killed. I've never eaten any unclean thing. And God said, what I have clean, don't you call unclean.
Yeah.
And the reason why God showed Peter that is because Cornelius had been praying.
Yeah.
And the Spirit of God told Cornelius to send a man over to get Peter. Amen.
Yeah.
And when he sent that man over to get Peter, he was knocking at the door. And when Peter came down, Peter knew that he would go with him. Amen.
Yeah.
Because Peter didn't want to go to the Gentiles.
That's right.
Unless God showed him to go to the Gentiles.
Amen.
And Peter said, I see that God is not a respecter of person.
Woo! Good, brother.
You can't be a respecter of person.
Good, brother.
Get to heaven.
That's
amen.
Right.
You got to love God.
Woo!
Peter says, I see that God respects all of those that fears him and lives for righteousness. And all of those will say, you're going to be saved. Amen. You got to fear the God.
That's right.
Amen. You got to respect God.
Yeah.
And you got to strive for righteousness. We live in a time when people have called themselves spiritual.
Yeah.
Amen. They
You're
call
right.
themselves Christians,
right.
but they don't try to live righteous.
Yeah.
Amen.
They profess to know
him. We sometimes we fail.
Yeah.
Sometimes we fall short. But if we've been born again, we can't help but keep striving to please
That's
God.
That's right.
And if we ask him, he's able to give us the victory.
Good, Charles.
Amen.
Amen.
So we can't respect persons. God says, if you don't forgive, neither will I forgive you.
Amen. That's right.
I'll tell you the truth. I don't understand people going back 100 years and trying to make up for what was done back there. You can't make up for that.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You can start right now.
Yeah.
And you can love.
Amen.
One another.
That's good, brother.
The world can figure it out.
Yeah. That is love. Yeah.
But we as Christians, we can figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, Isaiah said, God's ways not like our ways.
That's right.
Well,
his thoughts not like our thoughts.
That's right.
His ways are far higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
That's good.
And if we're going to get on the right road,
we've
got to put our trust in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
When Jesus was there at the Last Supper.
Yeah.
And then after Judas got up, he said, that thou do quickly.
Yeah.
And Judas was going so that he might betray him. And after he left, in the 13th chapter, I believe it is, of John, Jesus said, now I give unto you now a new commandment that ye shall love one another. Amen. When we was in school, Brother Wade, they had the Ten Commandments. We used to pray before the school started.
Yeah, sure.
Amen. That's what's wrong with the world today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Amen. The government's trying to take God out of everything.
Yeah.
But if God's in you, he can't take him out of
you. Amen.
Amen. We got to teach our children and
That's
our grandchildren that God is God. God.
Amen.
The same way he left, he's coming back again.
Amen.
And he said, love ye one another.
Yeah.
As I have loved you. Woo! You don't forgive your neighbor, neither will I forgive you. Love your enemy.
That's right.
As well as your friends. Vengeance is mine. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
God is all right. So we have to love one another.
What's good, Brother Jones?
He said, if you love me,
yeah,
keep my commandments.
That's right.
He that keepeth my commandments is the one that love me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's a difference between light and darkness.
Right.
But the good thing about Jesus, all we got to do is ask.
Amen.
Amen. He says, ask.
That's right.
You shall receive.
Yeah.
Knock, the door shall be open.
Seek
and ye shall find.
Amen.
Amen. I didn't get here by myself, Brother Wade.
Bless you, Brother
Charles. Amen. You talked about your past life. Amen. I came in at 9 years old. Amen. I confessed Christ and the change took place. Since that time, my life has never been the same. But I drifted away from God. Amen. Anybody here ever drifted away from God? And I looked up one day and looked like I was out in the middle of the ocean. Amen. And I couldn't see the lighthouse. And I said, Lord, how did I get here?
Yeah.
I said, Lord, help me.
Woo!
Because I can't help myself. And God began to began to work on
I'm
me.
I'm glad it won't
my life.
Amen.
He gave me time for me to get my house back in order.
Woo!
Amen. And he's still getting my house
back. Amen. Hallelujah.
I thank God today.
Amen.
Can't take any credit. I don't deserve to get up here. I'm not worthy
him, Lord,
to carry his word.
Woo, same here. Same here.
He called me.
Yeah.
Amen. He told me to carry his word.
Yeah.
Brother Wade, I don't feel worthy most
same
of the time.
Here,
and sometimes I feel like that I can't go on. Amen. But there's something from within.
Oh,
there's a will in the middle of a will. Ezekiel said, when you can't go, amen, it looks like something just
word burning in their heart.
Amen. And it pushes you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know a whole lot, Brother Wade. I'm not very smart, but I know that God is God.
Yeah.
I know that I've been born.
Yeah.
I know that he called me to preach.
Woo!
And I know he's the one.
Yeah.
Amen. All by himself. And I thank God for it. I'm glad that he allows me to be in his service.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I know God because he first loved me.
Woo!
I'm glad that I love my neighbor.
Amen.
I don't care what anybody else does.
Woo!
Because you are a child of God.
Amen.
I love you because he first loved me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And if we're going to get to heaven, amen, we got to learn how to love. One another.
God is love.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
God looked down at mankind. Amen. And mankind didn't have a way out.
That's right.
Adam and
that's
Eve.
Right. Without hope, without God in the world.
In the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
God told Adam, amen, that you can eat of any of the trees in the garden. Except for the tree of knowledge. Isn't that all right? Then Adam, they began after Eve went, amen, and she began to talk to Satan, the serpent, in the garden, and she began to get all confused because she began to entertain what Satan had to say.
That's right.
We can't entertain what Satan
that's right.
has
get no
to
place.
Say. He mixes up a little of the truth
sure
with a lie.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Change one
Brother
word.
Wade said, you're either for God or you're against God. Isn't that all right? You're either on one side or the other.
Right.
There's no such thing as straddling the fence.
That's right.
Isn't that
you
all
can't
right?
Love the world,
God, I tell you something. When you get on the right side, you're fine. When you're on the right side of the fence, that there's joy over there.
Joy unspeakable.
You'll find that there's peace over there.
Peace of heaven.
You'll find that there's love over there.
Oceans
all right. You'll find that there's forgiveness over there.
Woo!
When you get on the right side of the fence.
Hey,
you've
man.
Been seeking and searching for something all your life. But when you get where God wants you, you'll find out that you'll be whole in the Lord.
Hey, amen.
All right.
Well,
you'll never.
Yeah.
You look looking for until you get right with the Lord.
That's right.
And
right.
He loves us. And that's the reason why He
loved gave, us, his gave Himself for us.
Son. After they sinned in the Garden of Eden, amen, and Adam was gone and Eve was hiding out in the garden. I'm going to be finished here just in a little while. They were out in the garden and it was going to the garden. Isn't that all?
From the garden to the grave.
And God said, where art thou?
Amen.
He said, we hiding because we're naked. Isn't that all right?
That's right.
And He said, who told you?
Yeah, who told you?
Well, isn't that all right? They was trying to cover themselves, but they were not able to cover themselves.
That's right.
And there's grace in the Old Testament. There's grace all the way from Genesis to Revelation.
That's right, brother.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
They didn't come looking for God, but God came looking for them. Isn't that all right? Jesus said, if I be lifted, I draw all men unto me.
Woo!
And He's calling the whole world. And you got to receive Him unto yourself.
Amen.
Alright. And after God found them, He killed the animal of some type. And He took the skins of the animal. Yeah. And He covered them. That's grace. Isn't that alright?
Yeah, it is.
And then He showed them. This is not in the Bible, but this is what we believe. It's what it implies. He showed them how to sacrifice.
Yeah.
Forward to the future.
Tribal.
When the Son of God shall come.
Yeah.
The seed of the woman will bruise the head of the seed of the serpent. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
He was talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
He first loved us, so we ought to love Him.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
When you get to Matthew, it says He came down 42 generations from Abraham. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
From Abraham to David was 14 generations. From David to the carrying away of Babylon was 14 generations. From the carrying away to Babylon, the back it was to Christ, it was 14 generations. 42 generations.
Right.
Jesus came down the line of Abraham. Isn't that all right?
All right.
God promised us in the Old Testament that He would send the Messiah. Isaiah said, behold, a virgin shall be born, and His name shall be called Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
God looking out for when Moses got ready to go off the sea, he said, God would send a prophet. And he said, prophet, you shall hear. God, all right. Jesus came
Woo!
In the form of Mary, Mary's baby.
Yeah.
And all right.
Yeah.
At the age of 12, He was sitting with the Pharisees. I mean the lawyers and the doctors.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
And Jesus was sitting and conferencing with them. And Abraham and his parents, Joseph and Mary, went a day's journey, found out that He wasn't with Him. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
And when they went back in the temple, they found Him talking there. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
And He said, why did You do that to us? And Jesus said,
no, you know.
Don't you know I need to be about My Father's business?
Everybody
in here about the Father's business.
Hey,
everybody in here, get up in the morning with the Father's business on your mind.
Yeah.
Go to bed at night with the Father's business on your mind. All through the day, the Father's business on your mind. Everybody here serving in the vineyard.
Woo!
Everybody here got all in the lamps waiting for the bride. Everybody here, are you ready? Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
At the age of 30, He began to preach. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Went out to Galilee. John the Baptist and all of that began to heal the sick, raise the dead. Isn't that all right?
Amen.
Went to the grave.
Woo!
Mary and Martha said, if you'd been here, our brother wouldn't have died. He said, all you got to do believe in the resurrection. Isn't that all right? He said, I know you're resurrecting the last day. from judgment hall to judgment hall. Isn't that all
oh, yeah.
right? Nailed him to the old rugged cross. Woo! Stayed there from 9 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock noon.
Bless him, Lord.
The sun refused to shine from 12 o'clock noon to 3 p.m.
Amen.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
And he gave up the ghost. Didn't he give up? Joseph came, got his body, put it in a borrowed tomb.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Early on that Sunday morning, he got up. Heaven and earth.
That's right.
Within
right.
his hand.
Hey, man.
Isn't that all right?
That's all right, bro.
Glory. Because he lives. Right. We can live.
That's right.
You ought to know it for
oh,
yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know what I know.
Yeah.
Don't know much. Yeah. But I know it lives.
That's right, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Because it lives.
Well.
Within me.
Hey, man.
Don't know much.
Yeah.
But I know it lives.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't do the day.
Yeah.
Now I would do.
Yeah.
I try to do the things
all right.
that he wants me to do. Because the same way he left, he's coming back.
Yeah.
I want to be ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be ready.
Yeah.
I want to be ready.
Hey, man.
Right.
When hey, he man. Comes back again.
Yeah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
We do a lot of things in life.
Yes, we do.
Amen. But we need to have our priorities right.
That's right.
First things first.
That's right.
Sure. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you have oil in your lamps?
Oh, yeah.
10 verses. 5 wise, 5 unwise.
Yeah, that's right.
Kind of represents the church.
That's right. That's
they
right.
knew there was a God.
Oh, yeah.
They was waiting on the bride.
Yeah.
All right.
But 5 was ready.
That's right.
Fire wasn't ready.
That's right, brother.
Came at midnight.
Yeah.
While they was trying to get ready.
Crying, mate.
Right.
They knocked on the door. Let us in. Can't let you in. I never knew.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Stay ready.
That's right.
We don't know today.
That's right.
Little lady said the preacher says, the day is not promised.
That's right.
Some we die today, we live today, and we die tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sometimes we live today and we die today.
That's right. That's right.
We don't know.
Amen.
We're always sick enough.
To die.
Right. To die.
Amen, Brother Charles.
But those who have to know the Lord,
right.
it won't be the end, just the beginning.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
New heaven,
woo!
Yes.
New earth,
yeah.
God,
yes.
Wipe away
all
tears
Amen.
From my eyes. Is that right?
That's right.
No 12 more. Foundations over there. 12 gates.
Yeah.
3 in the north.
Yeah.
3 in the south.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 in the east.
Yeah.
3 in the west.
Yeah.
Be no darkness over there. Because God will be there.
Woo!
Amen.
Hey,
every
man.
Day.
Every day.
We'll be howdy howdy.
Amen.
Never goodbye.
Woo.
That's the only way you're going to get out of here.
That's right, Brother Charles.
Amen.
That's right.
Jesus said, I'm a door. I'm not worried about no bullet.
Me neither, brother.
Amen. Not worried about what they can do to me.
Amen.
Brother Wade, some preachers are packing.
I know it, brother.
Some churches are packing.
I know it.
And I'm not going to condemn them. But I'll tell you what, the Lord hadn't led me that way yet.
Same here, brother.
Hey,
amen.
They can take me out.
Amen.
They can't hurt me.
Bless your heart.
All they can do is just send me
home.
Me.
All
right. Come promote me.
Yeah.
Own up.
Amen.
Said, don't worry about those.
Woo!
That can only harm the body.
That's right.
Right. Right.
Worry about him.
They will kill body, soul, and hell.
That can harm the body
right.
and the soul.
That's right.
Are you all right today?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I hope you're all right today.
Amen.
I feel like I'm all right.
All right.
Not all right, just call on.
That's right.
Amen. And he can help you get all right. We're going to turn it back over to the hands of Brother Wade. Let him come and extend the invitation. May God bless you. May God.
Amen.
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 Let me say I appreciate the Word of God. And being a preacher myself, I saw God put some wind in my brother's sails there. You know why he got here? To hear. That's why the Bible said we ought to give the most earnest heed. And today we've heard a great message from a great preacher.
Right.
You know, some people, they hear the Word of God and they don't do nothing about it.
That's right.
Other people, they hear and they receive instruction.
Right.
And I'm glad that I've been begotten by the Word of God, that seed of the Word of God.
Amen.
It got planted in my heart. I mean, I'm like him. One plants, one waters, but God's got to give the increase.
Amen.
Sometimes he's watering, sometimes I'm watering. Sometimes he's planting, sometimes I'm planting.
Amen.
Well, neither one of us can save you.
That's right.
We're like a compass. We can point you to him. That's all we can do.
Amen.
And I don't know how it is with you, but we're going to have this brother come up here and sing a verse of invitation on him. Brother Jerry, back here in the back. You want to, maybe Sister Sharon, Brother Jerry plays guitar, Sister Sharon plays the piano like this. Everybody stand. You know what? I didn't know what I was missing out on. I got saved, I was 34 years old. If I had any idea what I was missing out on, I'd have got in a whole lot earlier.
Amen.
But I will say this.
Amen.
God, the Bible said he's long-suffering us, not willing that any perish. If you go to hell, you'll only have one person to blame.
That's right.
I heard a story one time about a man on a rooftop and the water was rising and a boat showed up and said, "You better get in this boat. You're going to drown." And the man said, "No, Lord, take care of me. I'll be all right."
Right.
Helicopter come over and dropped a rope down and dropped the ladder down and said, "You better get in this helicopter, you're going to drown." He said, "No, Lord, take care of me." He ended up drowning and he stood before the Lord and he said, "Lord, I don't understand why you let me drown." God said, "I sent you a boat and a helicopter." Well, today, this brother's preached a message.
Amen.
And I'm like him, I'm glad I know what I'm saying. The Bible said, "Examine yourself, prove yourself. Know yourself whether Christ be in you or not, except you be reprobates." Paul said, "I know in whom I have believed, and I'm glad I know in whom I have believed on personally." I didn't know that for April 27, 1988. Maybe there's some doubt in your heart. You know, I don't like being tossed to and fro by everyone in doctrine. I'm glad, praise God, work out your own salvation, friend. Fear and trembling. I got nailed down, Bible nailed. You couldn't blow me over. What's that Doran hit, Bahamas out there? You couldn't blow me over with that.
All right.
I want you to know, buddy, I'm rooted, I'm grounded.
Yes, sir.
I don't move no more.
All right.
I'll make a move one day. But it won't be here.
All
right. Make my move one day. Go home.
Amen.
God bless you.
I got the armor on. I got the word in my heart. I got the spirit of God in my soul.
Right, man.
If you don't today, I just want you to know God loves you. Boy, I appreciate him talking about the love of God. I didn't love nobody. But anyway, until I got saved.
Yeah,
right. Anyway, it's last on the list. I love God supremely. And I love my neighbor. And somehow or another, I guess I do maybe love myself a little, but not like I used to.
Amen.
But I'll tell you one thing I love to do. I love to praise him.
Amen.
I love to point people to him. I love to preach about him. If you don't preach about him, I ain't interested in hearing it.
Right.
I'm glad to hear a man preach about him. Amen.
God
loves you. And I mean, how could he love me? I can't argue with that. How can he love you? Well, for God so loved the world, you and me and all of us. He gave, and I appreciate he mentioned about those generations. From Adam all the way to Jesus. He gave his only begotten
Son.
That's important.
Man.
How was he begotten? He's of the seed of David.
Yeah.
A virgin shall conceive, bear a son, call his name Emmanuel, which be interpreted God with us. He was begotten. Why? God promised Abraham a lamb. He told him, "You don't need to offer your son Isaac. I'm going to provide my son in his place." But he pictured Christ. But as they went up the hill, Isaac said, "Father, here's the wood, here's the fire, where's the lamb?" And Abraham, I don't know how he knew what to say, but he said, "God will provide himself a lamb, my
right.
son."
Amen.
Jesus said that Abraham rejoiced to see his day.
Right.
You know what Jesus said? He said, and he saw it.
Amen.
See, Abraham right up on that Mount Moriah, he said, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen," what? The Lamb of God.
Right.
John saw Jesus, said, "Behold the Lamb."
All right.
Listen, if you don't have the Lamb, I'll put it bluntly clear, you're still in your sin.
All right.
Now, you say God loves me and won't send me to hell. True. You're saying well. But Jesus has got the cure for that.
That's right.
The blood of his son Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Like that's everybody stand. If it's not well with your soul, come on up here, brother. If it's not well with your soul, just sing a verse or two of invitation on him. If it's not well with your soul,
Well, but you're going to sing, Brother Jerry? You have to sing. We'll help him. If it's not well with your soul, this is the time that God affords you.
Number 122.
To do something about it. It's well with my soul. I'm convinced it's well with Brother Charles' soul. What about you?
One can wash away my soul.
Yeah.
Nothing but the blood.
Nothing but the blood.
Jesus.
Hearts can't do it. Works of righteousness can't do it.